It is Wednesday, February 19th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas takes a look at the state's lieutenant governor's race. Also, the Springdale Police Department is offering a period of warrant amnesty for the next week.
Plus, in our monthly Spaces series, we pay a visit to the space that will eventually be the site of a watershed learning center. We'll also have a conversation with an actor and producer from Leo. The one-man show will be on stage Friday night at Walton Arts Center. And we'll have your chance to win tickets to the performance later in the show.
But first, while it's expected to get another vote today, the Arkansas House of Representatives yesterday voted against a bill that would reauthorize funding for the state's private option expansion of Medicaid. State Representative John Burris, a Republican from Harrison, spoke in favor of the bill, telling his colleagues it would be best for the state to continue the program that uses federal Medicaid money to buy private insurance for low-income residents.
So here we are with about 100,000 people enrolled. I think it's wise for us as a state to say, wait, let's take a year. This is an experiment. It's a three-year experiment. Let's let this process play out.
But Representative Bruce Westerman, a Republican from Hot Springs, spoke against the measure.
Let there be no debate about the stakes of this vote. Here's the question before us today. Is Arkansas going to be an enabler for Obamacare and the Washington, D.C. interests who seek to impose their will upon us? Or are we going to hold the line on behalf of the people of Arkansas in opposition to this dreadful law?
After about an hour of debate.
All right, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 1150. Prepare the machine, Mr. Clerk.
The measure fell 5 votes short of passage, with 70 votes for, 27 against, and 1 present. The bill needed a 3/4 vote for approval. Supporters of the measure are expected to try again, with House Speaker Davy Carter saying he will try multiple times if necessary.
A recently formed foundation is advocating for power of women in Arkansas politics. The Hattie Caraway Foundation, which was founded last October, has been forming regional and statewide boards to encourage women to get involved in politics and leadership in Arkansas. Caroline Hupp, executive director of the foundation, says with the 2014 elections coming up, Arkansas women can make a huge difference by getting involved.
One of our main goals is to make sure that women's involvement in politics increases dramatically in the 2014 election cycle. We want to make sure that there are more women out there voting, there are more women out there volunteering on campaigns, that there are more women out there running for office all across the state of Arkansas. In addition to that, we want to make sure that we're talking to young girls who maybe aren't old enough to vote yet, and all kinds of programs across the state, making sure that they understand that when they get old enough, one, they should vote, two, they should get involved, and three, they should run for office themselves if that's what they're interested in.
The foundation is named after the first female United States Senator, Hattie Caraway of Jonesboro. In 1931, she was appointed to fill her late husband's term in office, and then she won the seat in an election in 1932. She paved the way for other women to serve in the U.S. Senate, like former Senator Blanche Lincoln.
The Fayetteville City Council last night unanimously gave its official approval to acquire 376 acres on Mount Kessler. Purchase price for most of the land is $3 million, half of which will be paid for through a grant from the Walton Family Foundation. The terms of the grant will require the city to permanently preserve the land as public green space, to take ownership by the end of April, and to construct a trailhead on the property within 3 months of the city taking ownership. In addition, up to $300,000 of the city's share of the cost could be mitigated by a 3-year commitment by the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association.
The City of Fort Smith Board of Directors has voted against imposing fines against Whirlpool Corporation for violating the city's nuisance ordinance. According to the City Wire, the City Board voted 2-5 last night on a measure that, if it were approved, would have initiated a process to investigate methods by which the city would have pursued large fines against Whirlpool for the company's chemical spill at its now shuttered plant. That spill was found last year to have migrated into a neighborhood north of the former Whirlpool plant. The move last night by Fort Smith aldermen is not expected to impact pending lawsuits against the company by homeowners living in the neighborhood affected by the spill.
Bentonville-based America's Car Mart posted lower earnings in its third quarter report as competition and charge-offs reduced net income. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the used car dealer reported net income of $1.47 million on revenue of $122.6 million. For the same quarter a year ago, Car Mart reported $7.97 million of profit on revenue of $118.9 million. Same-store sales were also down 2.8% year over year.
The Arkansas Razorback swimming and diving team yesterday finished in the top 10 during day one at the SEC Championships in Athens, Georgia. The ninth place finish for the day included a school record time in the 800-yard freestyle relay. The record swim was set by the four-person team of Anna Mayfield, Rachel Storr, Lauren Jordan, and Nicole Menzel, and their record was 2.26 seconds better than the previous record. Swimming preliminary competition continues today, and the tournament continues through Saturday.
Cloudy tonight with a 20% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas with lows around 56 degrees. Cloudy to mostly sunny tomorrow and highs from 63 in northwest Arkansas to 67 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows around 28 degrees.